This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the God of the Red Flux.
There's a monster in my podcast.
You thought we were done with the Tree Men of Mbois.
I didn't expect this to wrap into the subplot about the Tree Men of Mbois.
Yeah.
And the only Lovecraftian race named by Hank Hill.
This is scary, but I'm sure all the cool things about this are things we said during that.
Yes. I didn't know there was a UFO involved in that.
Oh, yeah. It did come on an alien ship.
Yeah. And I dig that as, like, you know, an ancient spacecraft that lands here, cannot get away, that creates just a huge area of blight around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would want to leave, but it can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making the best of a bad situation by creating tree men.
Yeah.
And like what I do when I'm in the line at the DMV.
Is that a euphemism for masturbating? Gary, you masturbating creating in line men? At the DMV? Yeah. Yeah. It's sprouting a little wood, sorta. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a tree-like aspect to certain hogs. At certain times, certain days.
Yeah. It's a transient treeness. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a certain kind of Dark Souls 3-esque transforming into a tree that happens.
Yeah. But we've got the God of the Red Flux, who I like the description of him as, you know, just a big mass of vaporous flesh and flapping black streamers. That's cool. Less mm-hmm. cool is the fact that he's just got a little zombie buddy who forces people to drink tree sap.
I like the zombie buddy because then the tree sap thing is that's how you get it turned into the Tree Men of Mbois, which weren't that cool, if I remember,
mm-hmm.
on their own. But the process is very scary of mm-hmm. like you walking around and your feet growing roots and how you can like get saved. But if you don't, if it's like more than a week, mm-hmm. you're just there and conscious and transforming over the course of decades.
Yes.
Like here's a phrase for you. The screaming forest.
Ooh.
You know? Like, yeah, like you like in this area, this very specific place, like, you know, the investigators hear about, you know, oh, there's like we all work for National Geographic and we've heard about the Screaming Forest.
Yeah. Like, and oh, there must be rock formations where the wind is going.
Yes. Yeah. And you go and it's just where all these people are over the course of decades
mm-hmm.
in various states of transformation. Some of them are screaming. Some of them can only unleash a woody moan.
You know? Just like it's all reedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as their larynx turns into basically just the mouthpiece of a saxophone.
Yeah, until they turn to human oboes. Yeah. Like, pretty cool though. Right.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's just like, man.
It's a logging concern that is edging in on the periphery of this blasted place, kind of doing a survey and marking. Yeah, quickly.
Gonna cut down all the didgeridoos.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.